Why am I excited? Because I have been exposed to some information that has allowed me to be more powerful when I'm being attacked. And when I say attacked, I'm just saying, you know, you can tell when you're on the right track because it just seems like you're under attack spiritually, right? Well, what I found was, and this is what I've been getting taught, when you are under attack, the best remedy for an attack spiritually is praise. I was thinking it was the exact opposite, right? I was thinking if I'm being spiritually attacked by the enemy, then I need to be attacking the enemy. You see what I'm saying? The last thing I thought about was to get into praise and to be praising God and just really spiritually get in my room and just, you know, look at some things that you just, you know, thank, just get in gratitude, just be in gratitude mode. If your light still click on, if your water still work, if in the winter get cold, if your heat still work, if you still have a roof over your head, if your car, when you get in it, it crank up. I promise you there's plenty that we can just be in gratitude about and just thank God for all the blessings that you are. Now, that mean ain't nothing going on wrong in your life. It don't mean it ain't some challenges. Ain't don't mean there ain't no stress and don't mean bills aren't still coming in the mailbox. But if you just take a moment to just say, wow, it could be worse. And really, y'all, it could be worse. There are people right now who have it 10 times worse. If you just look at your situation, some people have it 10 times worse. So if you get in a gratitude and just stay in praise, you will be so surprised on how things will just start to work out in your favor and people will start to come around. So listen, I'm having a family dinner at my house. And my kids are coming, my sister's coming, my nieces and nephews are coming. And I mean, you know, my niece is turning 18. Like that's a big, big milestone moving from teenager to what our society calls an adult. You know, you're 18. She still got them 4 years to be 21 before she can start drinking. I'm going to make sure she's clear about that. But 18 is where you just becoming into the adulthood from teenagehood. So I'm just happy about family. I'm happy. So I just wanted to be in gratitude and just share with you guys that, listen, we are going to be under attack. Things are going to happen that aren't going to go our way. We are going to experience some challenges. We are going to experience people who are cutting a fool. We are going to, you know, if you lost your job, I want to encourage you today. If you have lost a family member, I want to encourage you today. If you have been under any kind of distress and you're like, what in the world is going on? Just shift that energy to, you know what? There certainly is a whole lot more going right than it is going wrong. You just have to focus on what is going right. Now, for those of you who got two legs, raise your hand. For those of you who got two arms, raise your hand. For those of you that can see, whether it's two eyes or four eyes, raise your hand. For those of you who can smell by yourself without a machine, raise your hand. For those of you who can actually speak and talk and people can understand you and you're not mute, raise your hand. For those of you who are hearing me right now on this live with two wonderful ears, you know, mine are a little extra large because, you know, everything grow big in Texas. Okay. If you can hear me, raise your hand. Mm-hmm. Now, that wasn't a lot to be grateful for, but was it? Because if you ever think about not having a leg, much less no legs, if you ever thought about not having a arm, much less no arms, if you ever thought about the fact you can't speak, or if you ever thought about the fact that you couldn't hear, Or if you ever thought about the fact that you couldn't see, would that make a difference in your life? Sometimes we just got to think about the things we take for granted every single day, called seeing, hearing, breathing, tasting, walking around, hugging, reaching, balancing your whole body without a cane, a walker, or a wheelchair. I mean, I'm telling you, sometimes we just got to look at what is working and stop magnifying minuteness. And what I mean by that, sometimes we'll take the few little things that's not working and try to make that a problem our whole entire day, our whole entire week, our whole entire month. You want to focus on those two or three things that ain't working right like you wanted to, when there is 23,000 things that are working right. So just think about being gratitude. Let me encourage you today. Allow yourself to experience what you're experiencing and then choose gratitude. Man, that thing works. I promise you, I haven't been in the best moods all week, but I am choosing gratitude. Gratitude leads to plenty. Ungratefulness is the beginning of poverty. I'm going to say that one more time, because a man by the name of Joel Dudley Sr. used to say this in our meetings all the time. Gratitude leads to plenty. Ungratefulness is the beginning of poverty. And he also used to say, how long ye simple one love simplicity? And only a fool hates knowledge. I'm telling you, there's some little nuggets that they may not say a whole lot. Ain't no paragraph, ain't no book. But a few little things that just help me say, I need to choose gratitude right now. Because I don't feel good. I want to just absolutely snap on some people. I'm not happy with the way things are going in certain areas of my life. And then I have to snap out of it. So, but you know what? I got kids. Those kids are healthy. Those kids don't have any deformities whatsoever. I still have my mother and my grandmother alive. I'm married to a wonderful husband who loves me and who spoils the absolute devil out of me. And I have kids who love me and I love them. And even though we don't get along all the time, family is still important to us. I'm telling you, there's a lot to be grateful for. And we can spend our time in want. I want more. I want more. I want more money. I want a bigger house. I want a better car. I want more. I want more. I want more. But if you just take time to be a little content, just a little content with where you are, you'd be surprised on how you will find ways to be blessed. But you have got to get in a state of gratitude, because if you don't take care of what you have and you aren't grateful for the things you do have, what make you think God want to give you more? So you can get that and put that on to the side and get that and put that over to the side and get that and put that over to the side. What that sound like? Greed. Listen, life is more than money. Life is more than things. You just have to understand what real life is all about. And that don't have anything to do with prestige, how many friends you have, and whether or not people like you. But it has everything to do with your belief system, who you believe in, and how you live your life and how you treat people. That's the meaning of life. How do you live your life? How do you treat people? Who are you serving? How can you make a difference in this world to make it better? That's when you're really living, and that's when you're really happy. I mean, what does it gain a man to gain the whole world and lose his or her soul? I've seen so many people with so much and are so unhappy. You know why? Because they don't have love. They don't have someone loving them and they don't choose to love others because they can't trust them. That has got to be the worst hell on earth if I'm real about it. To have so much and then you're afraid to even love or trust because you're afraid somebody going to take what you have from you. And then you don't know if you can trust them because people do be sheeps in wolf clothing and pretend to be something that they're not. And then they're going to make sure that, you know, they take what you have from you. It happens all the time. It really does. So let's look at the quality of your life tonight. Let's choose to be grateful for all the things up until this point. The car accidents that you walked away from without a scratch. Hello, somebody. What about the life? Have you anybody like me that had somebody put a gun up under your head and pull the trigger? Or pull the trigger and then put that hot barrel up under your chin? Some of us have been at life's door. And God saw fit for us not to die. Think about those times when it was just a near miss. You was in a club and somebody started shooting and you got out without a scratch. Just think about all the times you could have died, but you didn't. Now, is life perfect? Nope. And don't expect it to be perfect. But look at all those things that work perfectly without your interference, called the wind, the sun, the rain, all those things work without you having to do anything to it. And if without any of those things, we would all die on this earth. What about vegetation? What about grass? What about trees? We wouldn't be able to breathe if it wasn't for trees on earth. I mean, there's certain things you got to make sure you take a look at and make sure that you stay in gratitude. Because when you get bogged down with the two or three things that ain't working in your life and you just choose to be depressed about those two or three things when there are thousands of things working for you, that's ungratefulness. So choose gratitude tonight. I don't care how bad it is. I promise you, you can find something to be grateful for. Look at your children if you have them. Go and kiss them right now. Just hug them real tight and kiss them and say, I love you. They might say, Mama, Daddy, what's wrong? Nothing. I just wanted you to know I love you. If you got a spouse, I don't care if y'all beefing. I don't care if y'all mad at each other. One of y'all, whoever listening to this live, one of y'all go to the other one and kiss them and kiss them like you mean it. I mean, put one on them and just say, I love you. See what happened after that. Whoop, there it is. All right. So listen, thank you so much for tuning in. Gratitude leads to plenty. Ungratefulness is the beginning of poverty. And no matter what your life is looking like right now, somebody's life looks worse. So just be grateful for the life you have. Be content in it. And don't have unrealistic expectations. And trust me, if you do have some desires, give it to the Lord, and when He's ready, He'll work it out for you. Just have some patience, have some love, have some kindness, and put your ego in the trash. That ego is edging God out. That ego is a hot mess. Absolutely put that ego in the trash, because truly, if you let that ego drive, it's going to drive you in a ditch. Now, take it from somebody that knows. I mean, ego has destroyed so many people, places, and things. I promise you, you just don't have no idea how that ego can mess you up if you keep indulging in your ego. Be kind. Choose love. And make sure you treat people well, regardless of how they treat you. And pray for them, because hurting people hurt people. That's what they do. And if you're being hurt by someone, they are hurting. And sometimes there's nothing you can do but pray for them. There's a reason why Jesus said, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. It's called compassion. It's called empathy. And don't tie how someone feels about you to what they may be going through. Because one has nothing to do with the other always. They may be going through some things. And sometimes the people closest to them are the ones that get the hurt. So just know that that's what's going on. And just conversate, try to communicate, have some boundaries, and just make sure that you try to be happy where you are. It's going to make a big difference in your life. And if you're in an abusive situation or if you're in a situation that you just don't like, Mr. Dudley always told me, if you're going down a road and you don't like the results down that road, turn around. Go the other way. And it is as simple as one decision away from your happiness, possibly. But just know that you contribute to this world more than you know. The things that you say, the way that you be in this world contributes to other people's lives. It makes them, you know, think about you and smile. It makes them say, wow, you know, I love that person. Because they make me feel so good every time I'm around them. You are that person for other people. And keep being that person. I'm telling you, if you just choose to be the opposite of what you see in the world today, put your prejudices aside, put your likes and dislikes aside, and choose to love people just because they are people. I guarantee. I remember this. It was an older Caucasian gentleman. He used to cook. Somebody know the cooking show where he say, I guarantee that's good. I wish he was still on TV. I claim I love that cooking show. But just know, gratitude and attitude determines your altitude.